1450 WHTC is Holland's hometown station. It is 8:38. Holland Mayor Kurt Dykstra joining us right now. Your Honor, good to have you aboard. How are you?
Hey, I'm well, thank you. Well, that's some peppy music for the morning.
You like that?
That's good.
I believe in getting people up and going.
All right. Well, we're going to do aerobics here at 8:42. Time for the morning aerobics.
And the owner comes in and says, how did the equipment get all broken?
All right, exactly.
What's going on over there? Well, let's get started this morning talking about some of the antics of other mayors across North America.
Hey, there we go.
I understand the mayor up in Toronto has some issues going on.
Interesting character. He's been in the news quite a bit. There's some great video of him trying to throw a football and tripping over his feet and getting hit by a camera. But the one this week, of course, was there is apparently this video of him smoking crack. And his defense was, well, I don't really remember it. It must have been in one of my drunken stupors. which generally, if that's your best defense, life isn't good for you.
It's not going well.
I guess my message to Holland, Michigan is, it could be worse.
And don't look for you in any YouTube videos such as that.
No.
There are a few videos out there of you, and they're all good. They're all family-friendly.
There's no crack involved.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Well, we've got a lot of things going on in the city of Holland. Probably the one most people want to hear about, especially up in Holland Heights, is what's going on with the old country club property. There was some decisions made this week.
There was. Now, I wasn't actually a part of them because
you abstained, right?
I had to recuse myself. I had to take myself out of it because of the fact that the firm I work for represents the owner of the property. But in any event, so it was a 6-2 vote to rezone the property from to what's called a planned unit development. So there'll be single-story condominium units up there. Zero-step entry ones. There'll be restrictions on any sort of rental that happens in those spaces.
When you say zero-step entry, do you mean just first, like single, not multiple floors?
No, I mean that I don't quite know how it exactly works, but essentially this company designs these residences so that people can age in place. And if they have a wheelchair, there's no stairs to overcome or anything like that, even entering into the condo itself.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
So it's it was a mixed. We heard from both sides on the issue. Many people were not happy about it. Others thought this was a great thing. Ultimately, I think if I could sort of speculate a little bit, I think that everybody still remembers and appreciates and enjoys having the country club there. And that, of course, sort of set the table for what people got used to. And that's understandable.
Their expectations is it would stay the same forever and ever.
Right.
And some people even thought someone's going to swoop in and open up the country club again.
Right.
And that just wasn't in the cards.
That wasn't in the cards. And everybody knows that that's not the reality of the situation. Yeah. But, getting from the point where you know that the land will be developed at some point to ultimately having a proposal and knowing that the land, in fact, will be developed under a proposal like this, it's especially for those who've lived in the Heights areas for a long time, that's not something that anybody ever wanted to see happen. But it's one of those things. So
the best that happened under the circumstances.
We'll see. We hope. I mean, I think that what I can tell you this is that the eight members of council who decided this one looked at all the issues. They listened carefully to the people who were talking with them. Read the letters and emails that had come in ahead of time.
Right.
And it wasn't an easy decision for them, but. But they kind of voted the way they thought would be the best result under the circumstances.
And really, was there another alternative on the table? Was there another developer that wanted to come in and do something different?
Well, there had been a couple of previous ones.
Single-family units, right?
No, it was with I don't want to say retirement village, but kind of, sort of. And there were some single-story units under those previous developments, but some multiple-story congregate care type of units, and that met with a lot of opposition. People weren't crazy about the idea of, in essence, larger multi-story apartment type buildings, even though, of course, they were for retirement folks. That one didn't go over very well at all. But there was never really any straight up single family development proposal that we ever heard of.
Okay.
And I suspect that it wasn't out there because that could have been developed if the land was under the existing zoning. They wouldn't even have needed the council's permission to do so. It was existing zoning. So the fact that that didn't happen suggests to me that there wasn't really any viable proposal out there for something like that.
So the decision's been made. going forward now. Yes. When do you anticipate demolition of the old country club? Do you think they're going to wait till spring? Have you heard anything about that?
I would. The thing that will happen now is the parties will close in the property, so that the new owner, Covenant Development, will purchase it. I suspect they'll want to get moving before spring. That's my hunch. I mean, they've been waiting for a while. This process has taken a while, and they're ready to go. So I would imagine that the country club clubhouse won't be around for a whole lot longer, but I don't know that for a fact.
All right. Election behind us. Congratulations. You were reelected. We should definitely congratulate you on that, even though you didn't have any opposition, but still good that the voters got behind you. You got a lot of votes, and I personally think you're a great guy and a great mayor. And I don't live in the city of Holland, so I can't vote for you.
That's why you think I'm a great guy and a great mayor, because you don't live here.
I'm just outside the city limits. I'm really close.
Fair enough.
But what else is on the docket today? What else is happening?
Boy, you know, it's hard to believe that Thanksgiving's done. We're in November. Halloween's done. And yes. We're in November. Thanksgiving's almost upon us, and that one goes quickly. So we're starting to think about some of the Christmas and holiday activities that take place, the couple of parades, the Sinterklaas and Parade of Lights parades come right after Thanksgiving. I guess the thing that I should let everyone know, though I suspect word has traveled pretty quickly already, is that the fall leaf pickup program's been extended a bit. So it was supposed to end last weekend, but there's still a lot of leaves in the trees, so we extended it out a little bit. So get those leaves out there. They'll still get picked up.
Well, and you're only one guy. You're driving the truck out there. You're putting all the leaves in the truck.
I can only do so much.
The mayor can only do so much. Right. We had to give him an extra week this year. He's a hardworking guy.
If we had to rely on me to pick up the leaves, oh boy,
that
would not be good.
You should see my lawn. I've got so many leaves that came down over the past week. We've got a lot of work to do this weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. Kidding.
As always, Mayor Kurt Dexter, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here, and best wishes for your next 2-year term.
Wonderful.
You're just entering into that now.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. Coffee with the Mayor, brought to you by Cunningham Dahlman, right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.